Title: Ninth Circuit Clarifies SEC Disgorgement Standard, Aligning with the First and Fifth Circuits and Disagreeing with the Second Circuit. Content: In SEC v. Srpich, number 24-3830, 2025 WL252-5848, 9th Circle, September 3, 2025. The United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit affirmed a $2.25 million disgorgement award obtained by the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, in an enforcement action, rejecting the argument that the SEC must prove pecuniary harm to investors before obtaining disgorgement under 15 U.S.C. sections 78U, D, 5, and D, 7. This decision deepens a split between circuits that require a showing of pecuniary harm to investors in this context and those that do not. As it stands now, the First, Fifth, and Ninth Circuits have generally agreed that the SEC does not need to show individual investor harm-imposed disgorgement, whereas the Second Circuit holds the opposite. This split on a critical issue of SEC enforcement raises the specter of review by the United States Supreme Court. From 2013 through 2019, the defendants operated a network of fraudulent microcap schemes. In a civil enforcement action, the SEC alleged they orchestrated scalping campaigns, purchasing and controlling microcap stocks, tainting them through pump campaigns, and selling them at inflated prices without disclosing their intent and without registering the securities. In parallel, certain defendants engaged in matched orders and wash trades, some of which accounted for the entirety of daily trading volume and target stocks, to artificially boost price and liquidity before promotions. One defendant, Ankaruk Srpich, consented to judgment, including agreeing that the United States District Court for the Southern District of California could order disgorgement. The District Court ultimately ordered him to disgorge $2,251,923.16 in net profits, plus more than $1 million in pre-judgment interest. Srpich appealed this disgorgement order, arguing that a prerequisite for the SEC being awarded disgorgement was a showing of individual investor harm, that the SEC did not show such harm in this case, and therefore no disgorgement could be awarded. The Ninth Circuit disagreed, holding that a showing of pecuniary harm to individual investors is not required for the SEC to receive disgorgement. At the heart of the Ninth Circuit's reasoning is its conception that disgorgement, historically at common law, is focused on stripping a wrongdoer of illicit gotten gains, not compensating victims for their losses. Highlighting why this distinction is important, the court referred to the equitable roots of disgorgement in order to clarify that the main prerequisite for disgorgement is a violation of an individual's right, not the impoverishment of that individual. In reaching its decision, the Ninth Circuit aligned itself with the First Circuit in SEC v. Inevelier and Assox, Inc., 108F.4th19, First Circle 2024, and the Fifth Circuit in SEC v. Ahalem, 42F.4th316, Fifth Circle 2022, while recognizing expressly that its holding was contrary to the Second Circuit's decision in SEC v. Goville, 86F.4th89, 2DCIR 2023. The Second Circuit's contrary holding springs from the observation that providing disgorgement as a remedy when investors did not suffer a pecuniary loss creates a windfall for unharmed investors who otherwise received the contractual benefit of the bargain. The Supreme Court previously declined to resolve this circuit split when it was between the First and Fifth Circuits and the Second Circuit, denying certiorari in Nevelier. However, now that the Ninth Circuit has weighed in on this important securities law issue, the Supreme Court may be more likely to grant certiorari to resolve the split. See Professor Joseph A. Grundfest, Quantifying the Significance of Circuit Splits in Petitions for Certiorari, The Case of Securities Fraud Litigation, Rock Center for Corporate Governance, Working Paper Series No. 254, Draft of March 20, 2024, Not All Circuit Splits Are Created Equal. Categories: Investigations and Enforcement, Securities and Exchange Commission. As seen in Corporate and Securities Law Blog.